Have you ever heard them called braces?
Yeah.
That was a word I've never heard, but see, they've got that, that some people in some part of the country call them braces.
Yeah, they're different languages, you know.
We say it one way and the Yankees say it another way. And this is why it's so interesting. When it rains, you put up to keep dry.
Put up to keep dry.
When it's raining, you put on your raincoat and you open up your...
Parasol. Some people called it umbrella, but parasol.
They used to, some people carry them out in sunny weather.
Yeah.
To keep the freckles off while,
Keep the hot sun off.
The hot sun, did you ever do that?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
On Sundays, not when you worked and there were
no weekdays. I didn't have time. I had to have something in my hand besides umbrella.
What would you call the kind of makeshift sleeping place when you had too much company and you didn't have enough beds and you had to get out all your quilts and fix a place on the floor?
Pallet.
Sleeping pallet. Do it sometimes when it was hot and you want to get out on the porch. Besides that, the flat land when you farm that runs along by the stream down in the low part, what did you call that?
Bottom land.
What was the best thing to grow down in the bottom land?
Well, my daddy always put his corn there. He said he made more corn than it was.
Did you ever grow any sugar cane?
Yes, ma'am. But my papa didn't put it on dark ground.
Uh-oh.
He made dark syrup.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that really true?
That's really true.
I didn't know that.
Now, if you take black ground, you take and put your cane there. When you cook it, it's going to make the syrup dark. Now, if you put it on a kind of a light soil, you know, and kind of a little sand, boy, it makes some of the prettiest. It looks like honey.
Mm. Well, now, I didn't know that. See, I just learned more things.
Yes, ma'am.
So he'd rather have his corn down in the bottom lands than
right.
The sugar cane.
He make great big ears. Wouldn't take so many of them to feed the people.
What about the field that might be good for nothing but raising grass?
Well, that's for the pasture, for cows to eat.
And then the part of the land that has water standing in it and that you can use for anything. A lot of times old dead trees all in it.
Well,
snaky.
They call that a swamp.
Swamp land. Did you ever live near a swamp?
Yeah.
Now, along, of course, I guess we don't have any of these here, but we call them swamps, but along the seacoast where they have these that have all this low grass and water in it, what word would you use for that? The salty places where they have all the...
Well, now, there's some places they call quicksand.
Mm-hmm.
And you or anything that gets in there, you'll just suck you on down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just going to, you know.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
But you may have that in there before it gets done with.
Well, we have quicksand in this part of the country.
Yes, ma'am.
I've never seen it except in movies.
Yeah, they really
have. I had a place down yonder below Griffin down there. What was the name of that place? Old Edward's place down there. It was 10 miles out of Griffin.
Cabin District, wasn't it? Cabin District.
Yeah, it's Cabin District.
Even as far as can, it's quicksand.
Yes, ma'am. And I lost the cow. She got the calf in about a week. I lost her.
In quicksand.
And I lost
my
horse.
The
Shingang camp, or what camp, I called up and they sent some prisoners.